that looks tough and rough on the outside. The case of Jeffrey Dahmer affirmed the aphorism's truism, but in reverse. On the outside, Jeffrey Dahmer appeared to be a well-adjusted, positive member of society. But on the inside, a cold-blooded monster lurked, one that was always in search of its next victim. The story of Jeffrey Dahmer has been told before, but never like it is told in this book. Follow with me the life of Dahmer as he struggled with homicidal urges during his childhood until he finally turned his sick fantasies into reality, opening a terrifying Pandora's box of death and destruction. After reading this book, you will see why Jeffrey Dahmer's reputation as one of the worst serial killers in human history is an accurate one. Chapter 1. Growing Up Dahmer. Jeffrey Lionel Dahmer was born on May 21, 1960, to Joyce and Lionel Dahmer, who, by all accounts, were members of a normal, well-adjusted family living in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb of West Allis. Both parents were native Wisconsinites, and although the Dahmer extended family was small, there were generations of family members living in the Milwaukee area. For this reason, there were always family members nearby to help watch young Jeff when neither parent was around. And in Jeffrey's early years, both parents were gone quite a bit. Lionel was working on advanced degrees in chemistry at Marquette University. When he was not in class or in the lab, he was busy hitting the books, studying for exams, and working on his dissertation. His work kept him away from Joyce and Jeff for long hours at a time. Although his wife indicated that the hours were becoming a problem, Lionel repeatedly told her that once he was through with school, everything would be better. He planned to find a good-paying position at a university or a private firm, and the three would live the life of a normal American family. In later years, after Jeffrey was arrested for murder, Lionel admitted that he neglected his son during his son's formative years. It proved to be a horrific source of regret for the father. When Lionel was absent due to his studies, Joyce was also absent, but in a different way. Joyce stayed home to take care of Jeff, but there were signs she had a difficult time developing a bond with her new son. Although she later denied it, Lionel claimed that Joyce had a difficult pregnancy and she may have suffered from postpartum depression. There were early signs that Jeffrey Dahmer's home life was less than ideal, but the serial killer later dismissed notions that his home life contributed to his homicidal urges. "My childhood wasn't filled with any great tragedies or anything," said Dahmer in a later interview from prison. "There were good times and there were bad times. I think it was fairly normal." Considering the origins and murderous triggers that typically set off serial killers, Dahmer brought up an interesting and important point. Although he may have suffered from neglect at a critical juncture of his childhood, when parent-child bonding was crucial, he never suffered from extreme types of abuse that other infamous serial killers endured. He was not repeatedly sexually abused by family members the way Henry Lee Lucas was, nor were his parents involved in drug use or criminal activities that often shaped other serial killers. Things may not have been ideal in the Dahmer household, but as Jeffrey Dahmer himself admitted, it really wasn't a terrible childhood, though. Lionel's graduate studies required him to move wherever a funding program accepted him. Graduate school is expensive, and competition for assistantships, fellowships, grants, and scholarships is extremely rigorous. Many competing graduate students are required to move to cities and states where they would not normally choose to live. The search for a graduate assistantship position, combined with the long hours Lionel had to study, began to take its toll on Lionel's and Joyce's marriage. The couple argued, and their sexual intimacy faded. In 1962, when Jeff was 2 years old, Lionel received an assistantship to study for his Ph.D. at Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa. Iowa State has an excellent reputation for its STEM programs, and Lionel knew the position was too good to turn down. He loaded his family and their belongings into their car